Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Even as we continue to prioritize diplomacy and dialogue, we must also increase readiness.
As the situation along the Russian-Ukraine border continues to deteriorate, Defense Department spokesperson John Kirby says the Pentagon has placed 8,500 troops on heightened alert in advance of potential Russian military actions, should NATO request them. President Joe Biden ordered family members of U.S. embassy officials to leave Ukraine, but the embassy itself will remain open. Talks between Western allies and Russia have failed to cool tensions in the region, where Russia has been amassing troops along its border for several months. Kirby emphasized the move is a precautionary measure and not an official deployment.
Again, I want to reinforce that as of now, the decision has been made to put these units on higher alert and higher alert only. No decisions have been made to deploy any forces from the United States at this time.
Vice President Kamala Harris visited Milwaukee yesterday to tout the White House's plans to replace lead water pipes across the nation. The Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism reports the city has removed nearly 4,000 lead lines since 2017. At the current pace, replacing all of Milwaukee's lines would take more than 70 years. The plan, funded by the bipartisan infrastructure law, was announced by the White House last month.
And the goal is to remove and replace all lead pipes over the next 10 years. It will invest $15 billion nationally in this effort. And here in Wisconsin, as has been said, $48 million will be dedicated in the year 2022.
Reproductive rights advocates are raising red flags over a proposed South Dakota abortion ban that closely resembles similar measures enacted in Texas and Mississippi. The bill would prohibit abortions after 6 weeks and allow citizens to sue providers who violate the law. Lynn Paltrow with the group National Advocates for Pregnant Women says it will create a chilling effect for operations that are allowed under such restrictive bans, including those where a medical emergency necessitates an abortion.
Doctors are too afraid. Healthcare providers are much too afraid. They don't know what they need.
President Biden met with administration officials yesterday to discuss efforts to control product costs as inflation continues to tick upward. The administration is placing emphasis on increasing competition in certain sectors to drive prices down for goods and services.
I've said it before, capitalism without competition is not capitalism. It's exploitation.
The president dodged several questions from reporters during the meeting about the U.S.'s plans in Ukraine. And the U.S. Supreme Court will consider a challenge to affirmative action at Harvard and the University of North Carolina. The court's decision on the two cases will have wide-ranging implications as affirmative action has heavily shaped college admission practices for the past 40 years. I'm Jonah Chester for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Mike Moen contributed reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.